life. People haven't thought about this, but what happens? You know, you have your payments set up for you. You've got Facebook. You got all this digital world. Well, what happens once you pass away? We've got Hillel Presser with us. He's an expert in this kind of stuff. He's the Presser Law Firm, I believe. Chicago, right, Hillel?
Actually, we're based out of Florida, but we have a nationwide practice, so helping clients in all states.
Okay, and you can find him at assetprotectionattorneys.com. So talk about that a little bit. I'm sure you have clients that ask you, what happens to my digital life once I pass away, right?
Yeah, well, our firm focuses on asset protection and estate planning. So essentially, people work their whole life so they can retire, maybe give money to their kids, give it to their charities, whatever it may be. One lawsuit, one car accident, one slip and fall, a very litigious society could take every single thing away. So what we do is we help people protect their assets and pass them privately and quickly to the next generation when they pass away. And probably one of the biggest overlooked assets is the digital media. Everyone says, oh, well, I have money in the bank or real estate or cars or boats or businesses, but no one thinks about the asset that they have in digital media. What about your phone numbers? What about your Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, Google Plus accounts? What about your domain names or email addresses? You might have libraries of music or libraries of photos. Things that could really be worth a lot more than the other assets that you have, and people unfortunately just neglect them and forget about them.
Wow, because they just sort of go away because no one, if you don't tell anyone about it, it's like one of those things. If I don't tell you I have this, you don't know what to look for it, right?
Yeah, and while you're alive, you need to protect it because if somebody sues you and all of a sudden the phone number for your business or the email address or domain name for your business starts ringing to the competitor, you're going to be in trouble. Also, when you pass away, you might want to leave the business to your son or your husband or your wife, or they might want to sell it. Well, if you have 10,000 fans on Facebook that you've built up over 20, 30 years, but they can't access the account, well, your business just lost tremendous value.
Interesting. And obviously it's not something about an elderly issue. People die all the time, and at sometimes, unfortunately, at young ages. So what do we do then? Do we need to put this information into a will or some other sort of document that people can access, our loved ones can access those files?
Well, yeah, ultimately, yes. I tell all my clients, while you're alive, protect every asset you own because nobody gets up in the morning and expects to be sued. When you pass away, you want to make sure what you have goes where you want it to go. So you definitely want to put it in the will. So what I recommend to the clients is, in the will, maybe appoint a digital executor or some sort of trusted advisor, maybe an attorney or something of that sorts. And whoever you want to leave the digital assets to or any assets to, you can put in the will who you want to leave it to and who they should contact. I would never actually put the login names and passwords in the will because it could end up being public knowledge. But the first two things I tell my clients to do are, number one, you have to educate yourself because it's such a new topic, most people don't even know that it exists. And if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. As long as they mention your show, I'll send them a free book, free shipping. So that can help them educate themselves. After that, they definitely want to inventory what they have. Because like I said, people have a lot more than they think they have. They think about just the money in the bank or the house that they live in, but they have a lot more than they think they do. So you want to take inventory of all your assets so you can protect them and pass them on when you die. And all those assets are not just the tangible assets you're thinking of, but also the intangible digital media assets as well.
And so what if you don't have a loved one who's tech savvy enough to deal with remaining online issues? What do you do then?
Well, again, you can appoint some sort of trusted advisor, and you can leave all the usernames and passwords. And I think it's important to note that you don't want to just look at it from a point of view, that maybe your loved ones, friends, or family are going to lose this asset. Think about it the other way around as well. In today's digital economy, you probably have your bank account set up, to ping it for your cell phone, your mortgage, your water bill, your electric. If your loved ones don't have the usernames and passwords to get into your account to turn those off, it's just going to drain your account.
Right. Oh, Oh, absolutely. What would you say, right now we're talking to Hillel Presser. You can find him at assetprotectionattorneys.com. If you've got a question for him, 727-585-1470, 727-585-1470. What would you say is the biggest mistake the average person makes in asset protection?
You know, again, they keep everything in their own name. You know, people work their entire life and they don't realize they can be 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. They can get in one car accident and lose everything. One quote-unquote friend could slip and fall on your property, hurt themselves, and you can lose everything. You know, we live in such a litigious society where lawsuits are truly becoming the next biggest business. So don't put things in your personal name. If they're in your personal name, whether it's money or homes or businesses or shares in a corporation, a creditor can take them. You know, the challenge I give to my clients is that for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it, because it's a lot easier to make the money than to keep it.
Wow. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, today, and you know, and it's really a sad state on our country, isn't it? I mean, the amount of lawsuits and the frivolous lawsuits that are filed, and it doesn't even matter if you win the lawsuit, right? Even if you defend it well, it could drain you of everything you have just defending yourself.
You brought up an excellent point, which is, unfortunately, in our economy, they make it so easy and cheap to sue, but so difficult and expensive to defend. You know, anybody who wants to sue someone can pretty much go to any corner and hire some lawyer for free on a contingency fee basis, because the lawyer gets paid if he's able to collect for you. So it doesn't even cost you anything, maybe a half hour of your time. Meanwhile, the person you're suing, it might be a totally frivolous lawsuit, but like you said, even if he wins the case, if he spent 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 plus defending it, he's already lost, even if he wins.
Right. Well, that was a perfect story. You heard of this, I'm sure. The guy that, this lawyer, and this is even the worst part, is lawyers, hey, they can file their own lawsuits. The dry cleaner lost his lucky pants, and the lawyer sued the dry cleaner for $2 million. I mean, he didn't win, but defending it, they had two dry cleaning locations. They had to close and sell one of the dry cleaning locations just to be able to defend themselves.
The amount of frivolous lawsuits that I see, I mean, you wouldn't even believe. I had a guy come into my office, or actually maybe it was a phone call a couple weeks ago. He had a burglar come to his property. The burglar was stealing things off the wall with a crowbar. The wall fell on him, and the guy, I guess he was seriously injured. The guy suing him for, like, I don't know, $20, $30 million. The burglar suing him. I mean, I could go on and on. I heard about a lawsuit where, you know, two daughters were suing their mother for failing to send them college care packages.
Yeah.
And making
that,
I mean, it just goes on and on. Unfortunately, like I said, the legal system is not on the side of the defendant.
Nope. Stay with us. And, Hillel, I got a few more questions for you. If anyone has an asset protection question or a digital afterlife question, 727-585-1470. You can find Hillel at assetprotectionattorneys.com. Evan and Dev in the afternoon, Health, Wealth, and Wisdom. Find us at healthwealthandwisdom.org. Right here at... You might get sued after a crazy night, so you got to be careful. So how do you protect yourself against a lawsuit? We've got Hillel Presser with us, assetprotectionattorneys.com. So, Hillel, what do you advise people to be able to protect all their assets, yet still be able to get to them?
I tell my clients to own nothing but control everything. You know, anything that's in your personal name is probably, you know, could be taken away by one lawsuit. So you want to get things out of your name. You want to put them in different business entities, LLCs, corporations, limited partnerships, various types of trusts. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you can't take your assets with you, so really you don't own anything. It's just like a long-term lease. Stop getting caught up with who the owner is on the title and start getting caught up with who gets to benefit from those assets. Own nothing but control everything, and you'll have your assets forever.
Wow, And so as you do that, so you control them, but is there any limitation to what happens with those assets while you're still alive?
Not really. And again, it depends. Our law firm does both domestic and international asset protection. And what we tell clients is that, you know, the more control you have, obviously the less protection. You know, the less control you have, the more protection. But every client's different. Every client's personal and business assets are different. And every client's, you know, potential threats and creditors are different. So the client needs to find what's the right fit for them.
Right. And so if someone owns a small business and they get sued, and obviously they own that business, is it easy to take that away from them, that they could lose everything that they own there as well?
100%. You know, if somebody sues you and beats you and gets a judgment against you, you know, if you don't have the money or the stocks and bonds and the bank to, you know, satisfy that judgment, you know, obviously the creditors are looking for the cold, hard cash first. They can go after anything and everything you have.
Wow. Wow. And do you see any sort of tort reform on the horizon?
Unfortunately, no. You know, I wish they had some sort of system where a plaintiff would have to post a bond in order to sue you. You know, that way if it's a frivolous lawsuit and they lose, they have to pay your attorney's fees. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, lawsuits just with the bad economy are really becoming the next biggest business, and the people who have to defend them are really the losers, whether they win or not.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, I've known so many people. It's just the amount of money that's spent defending them, and even when you win, you still lose. It takes away from, you know, your quality of life. You're worrying about it all the time. And I mean, and in Florida here, you know it. You're located in Florida as well. I mean, the amount, not even frivolous, but fraudulent lawsuits, right?
Well, here are the stats. There's 100,000 lawyers in Florida and 5,000 new ones every year, so you do the math. I think about 1 in 3 people will be sued in the next 12 months, and the average person sued 4 or 5 times over their lifetime. So people need to educate themselves. They first need to realize that they can protect themselves, and then they need to protect themselves. And again, any of your listeners, if they go to our website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free book.
Great information. All right, well, Hillel, I want to thank you for joining us. I mean, great information. We'll have you back again. AssetProtectionAttorneys.com is the website. He's written the book, Financial Self-Defense. If you call and you mention Health, Wealth, and Wisdom or Evan and Deb, they'll actually send you a complimentary copy. Hillel, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure.